Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest this hour is our good friend Stephanie Denton. Let me tell you a little bit about her, and not to be confused, although someone might confuse her with Princess Stephanie of Monaco, which is one of my trivia questions. Stephanie Denton is a dynamic, creative personality within the professional organizing industry. Some of you may not know that there is an organizing industry out there. There actually is, and she holds the title of director of the National Association of Professional Organizers, and has twice been selected National Chairperson of Get Organized Week. She's a nationally recognized organizing expert and has appeared on such television programs as CNN, Good Day, New York, and MSNBC, and she is also often heard on the Small Business Advocate Show because she is our resident organizing expert. Stephanie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
It's always good to have you with us because, as you know, and as my audience has heard me say, I can use all the help I can get getting organized. Anytime I can get you on the show to help me get organized, we're all better off for it.
Well, we'll do what we can for you.
It's a daunting task, but I'm sure you're up to it, Stephanie. And by the way, folks, if you want to give us a call and talk to Stephanie about a question about getting organized, if you've got some problems, you just can't seem to be getting things done, you're not as effective as you'd like to be, you're not as productive as you'd like to be, you just feel like you're overcome and overwhelmed by all the stuff that's around you, all the paper and everything else, she is the expert, and she would be glad to answer your questions. All you have to do is pick up the phone and press in these numbers, 1-888-822-8255. It's very easy, 888-822-8255. And when you call, if you want to answer one of my trivia questions, I'll send you a copy of Bob Sullivan's book, The Small Business Startup Guide. Stephanie, one of the things that I know you wanted to talk about today is time. You know, we all have a lot of things that the volume of which comes and goes, but we all know, we all have the same amount of time every day, and that's all we have.
That's very true, and sometimes people forget that, and they, you know, what subconsciously or unconsciously slips out of our mouth as, I don't have time to do this, or I didn't have time to do that.
Right.
But really, we all have the same amount of time, how we use it is strictly our choice.
And when you look around you and you see others doing, accomplishing things, they haven't got a corner on time, as you say, as we both have said, everybody has the same amount of time, and if others are being more productive, maybe it's because they're better organized.
Mm-hmm. Or they're choosing to use their time in a different way, and mm-hmm. and to some extent, you know, it may be because they don't have to spend time, for instance, looking for things in their office because,
right.
you know, they have that type of system organized. But then there's also the mental side of organizing, and how you decide to use your time, what you decide to do first during the day, how likely you are to procrastinate on big issues.
Boy, procrastination, that's an ugly word, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, everybody procrastinates on something
yeah.
now and then. You know,
Why do we procrastinate? What makes us do that? Is it because it's just something we hate to do, or is it just because we're lazy?
Well, it's not really because of being lazy. And really, I believe one of the most important things when you're talking about, you ask the right question, why do we procrastinate? That's what you have to ask yourself and answer for yourself before you can figure out what to do about it. Because there are many different reasons. Someone might procrastinate on a task because they don't like it, maybe because it's overwhelming, maybe because they don't have all the information they need to get started. I mean, you have to figure out what the exact reason is that you're procrastinating, and then you can figure out what to do about it.
Well, you know, if you're not lazy, and if you are motivated to do something, to accomplish a certain task that's presented to you or that you find yourself with, and you still procrastinate, I think it's probably because you are not organized, because a lot of times I know, I tease myself about not being organized, and some parts of my life is organized and some parts of it is not, and so I'm somewhat organized, but I do know that sometimes I find myself procrastinating when the truth is I have all the pieces of the puzzle to solve this situation, to accomplish this one project, It's just that they're not easy for me to get my hands on at that moment. And if I were a little better organized, I would just say, okay, wait a minute, I'm going to take a couple of minutes and I'm going to put these things together and hand them off to somebody else, and that'll be done.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect example of where being organized comes into play in terms of letting you get, you know, accomplish things that are very important, that are going to add value to your business, that are going to move you forward. Make you look more professional to your clients or to your colleagues. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they can tell, folks, when you give them a level of service, and then all of a sudden, for one project or another, that level of service goes down, they know that something's wrong, and they will be glad to point that out to you. Because, I mean, it's happened to me before where, for whatever reason, I didn't respond as quickly. Maybe it wasn't anything that I did wrong. It's just that they thought I should have responded. Maybe I just gave them too good a service the time before, and they would say, you know, I used to get better service out of you than this.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be aware of that.
Yep, that's very true.
One of the things that I know you talk about in using your time wisely is to be aware of energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Excuse me. Most people do not think about that when they think about traditional time management or how to make the best use of their day.
Mm-hmm.
But that is actually one of the most important tips that I give my clients, is to pay attention to when they have their peak energy during the day. For instance, some people are morning people. They hit the office at 7 in the morning. They're ready to go. They're thinking clearly. They're knocking a lot of work out. And other people really don't rev up until, you know, they're the people that you don't want to talk to before 10 a.m. And, you know, they really don't get going until the afternoon.
Right.
So some people have their peak energy in the morning, some people later in the day. If you try to do a project that requires a lot of concentration and a lot of thought, a lot of brain power, during the time of day that you have your peak energy, you'll get it done much faster than if you try to do it at the other end of the day. You feel like you're beating your head up against the wall. It'll take you 3 times as long to do it.
I want to talk more about this energy level and the times of days that you have it in just a minute, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Stephanie, stand by. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. We've got the organization expert with us right now. If you have a question for her, now's the time to call. Stay with us. All right, welcome back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our good friend Stephanie Denton. Stephanie is a professional organizer. It's what she does for a living, folks. She helps people get organized, and she works with groups, and she works with individuals. Right, Steph?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You work with companies. You go into a company and help them get organized in general, maybe work with some of their executives, but you also have individuals who call you and say, will you help me get organized, just little old me?
Right, exactly, all the time.
And how would someone contact you if they wanted to use your services?
They're certainly welcome to give us a call in the office at 513-871-8800.
And you're in beautiful downtown, or nearby to beautiful downtown, Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's a great city. I've been there many times. It's a great city.
Thank you.
Let's get back to, and by the way, folks, Stephanie will be, if you want to call her and ask her about this, she'll be glad to talk to you, and I know she'll be glad to give you an estimate or an idea about what it would take to do business with her at no charge in the early stages, right, Steph?
Absolutely.
To find out?
Sure.
If you just want to visit with her about that. We're going to give you that number in just a little bit again. Stephanie, let's talk about energy levels again. And, you know, as you say, some people wake up raring to go, and some people it takes them 2 or 3 hours to get raring to go, and how do you deal with that? What if you find, I mean, how do you identify when your peak levels are? I'm not sure I know when my peak levels are.
I think you're on a constant peak there.
That must be the deal.
most people really do instinctively know whether or not they're a morning person or not, whether or not they're an afternoon, evening type person. But if you don't know, you know, just keep a little notepad for a couple of days. Sit it by your telephone, and every hour or a couple of hours, you know, make a note to yourself or rate how energetic you feel on a scale of 1 to 10, and you'll see the pattern.
Do you think people have different times of the day when they're sharper and more intelligent than they are other times of the day?
Well, certainly different times of day when they're sharper. I don't think intelligence changes throughout the day.
No, I don't mean
how fast you can put it all together.
That's probably not right. That's probably not the best way to say that. But I guess what I was thinking is, I differentiate that from energy level. And the reason I say that is I do recognize that sometimes there are times of the day when I feel that I feel that I'm on top of an issue better that time of the day than in other times of the day.
Right, and then that's sort of what I'm talking about. And then if you take that and you apply it to, you know, maybe you're writing a proposal for,
right,
for a client, and it's
right,
really something that requires a lot of thought and careful wording.
When you're the most creative, maybe that would be a good way to use
it. Right, but yeah, people can use the term in all different ways, but it really sort of all does relate back to the energy you have, be it creative energy or something else.
And so maybe in the morning you return your phone calls, and in the afternoon you write your proposals, or if you feel that you're the sharpest at dealing with people face to face, maybe you make all your appointments for in the morning because that's when you feel that, as you say, you've got the most energy, and then the afternoon, or vice versa, however it works out. But you do different tasks at different times of the day depending on your energy level. Is that what you're thinking?
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
And look at the tasks and see which are the ones that are most important to your company or going to provide the most value for you. For some people who are in sales, they want to be sure they're scheduling their phone calls or their meetings when they're very sharp.
Right.
You know, for other people, the phone call part of their business, they're not in, you know, in direct sales, so that's sort of a more routine administrative task. So they don't want to fill up their peak energy time returning phone calls, and then, you know, comes time to delve into an important project and they're feeling a little tired.
Right, exactly. What about group-related work, working with groups?
Well, by say group-related work together, what I mean is do related tasks or similar tasks together. For instance, I'll often recommend to people that they separate on their to-do list their phone calls and their tasks. And so once those, for instance, phone calls, which is one type of work, are all listed together on their to-do list, then they can also make all those phone calls right in a row. And they'll go much faster. If you're on a roll, you're making phone calls, they're going to go faster, each call will take less time, and you won't have to change your train of thought by scanning up and down the list, looking for what you want to do next, or where's the next phone call on your list.
So actually, put together similar type of tasks, so that they sort of move logically from one to the other.
Exactly, just group related work together in your office, just like you would think of running all your errands at one time.
Yeah, good
similar
point.
Concept.
Very good, excellent suggestion. All right, stand by, Steph. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Stephanie Denton. She's a professional organizer, and you can talk to her by dialing this number, 888-822-8255. Stay with us. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our good friend Stephanie Denton. She is the organizational expert and resource for the Small Business Advocate Show. Couldn't do without her. She's been with us on the show several times to talk to us about getting us organized, helping us to become better users of our time and to be more productive and to be more successful by being organized. And, you know, Stephanie, one of the things that I find myself doing all the time is working in little bits of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like to talk about that, but this is my situation is I have a lot of different things going on in my life. I mean, a lot of different projects that just need me to plug in for a few minutes at a time, maybe just for a few seconds at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find a lot of my day being managed or being taken up by little bits of time. How do we use those things better?
Well,
how do we do a better job?
It's very true. Nowadays, all that anyone really almost feels like they have anymore is little bits of time. There's no longer that uninterrupted block of a couple of hours or half a day.
Right. That's impossible for me Monday through Friday.
Yeah. So what happens is, we do a lot of our work now in little bits, little chunks at a time. And mm-hmm. to be most effective with those little bits of time, you have to look at it as there being two different types of things you can do with a little bit of time. One is a task that is such a low priority that it's never likely to make it onto your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may be cleaning out a file folder, going through your Rolodex and getting rid of addresses you know are out of date. That's the type of thing you can do. You can do when you're on hold on the telephone,
mm-hmm.
or when you just have a couple of minutes. The other thing that you can do with a little bit of time is one small piece of a large project. You know, sometimes people feel like they have to wait until they have a big uninterrupted block of time to start working on a large project. Yet actually, I contend that there is no such thing as a large project. It's really only the sum of several small projects.
Exactly.
And a small project is really only the sum of several small tasks.
I find myself being pretty good at handling the little bits of time that you're talking about, because a lot of times, as you say, you get put on hold or you're waiting on this or that, or maybe I'm waiting on a phone call that is really important, and it's a little bit later getting to me than I think it's going to be. Maybe the guy hasn't called me back, or the lady hasn't returned my call as quickly as she said she was going to, or whatever it might be. And I don't want to get another project, a big project, started because I know I'm going to be on this phone for a while. And as long as I'm a little bit organized with these little projects, and many of them don't take creativity, a lot of creativity or a lot of brain power, they just take dotting an I, crossing a T, whatever it might be. And as long as they're quickly available, you can knock those out, can't you?
Right, exactly. And then you've made really good use of that little bit of time.
Yeah.
The trick is to change your thinking from, I only have 10 minutes, I can't start XYZ, to, I have 10 minutes, what one small piece of this project can I complete?
Right. Now, of course, you said 10 minutes, and that is a little bit of time, but I'll tell you, I have some things that I do, some little things that I work on that could be 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, if somebody says, can you hold a second, I'm going to go, I need to talk to this person, whatever, on the phone or whatever, and they put me on hold, I put them on the speakerphone, and I go do something, look at something for 30 seconds. Maybe it's just to proofread something that my assistant has asked me to look at.
Mm-hmm. And then you've made really good use of that time.
Absolutely. And
yeah. And
I'll tell you, though, what you've got to be able to do, if you're going to do this, you've got to be organized to some degree. Otherwise, you can't find those things.
Right, and then you've spent that 10 minutes looking for it.
Looking for it. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's the maddening part about this, because you know you've got something you can do, you know you've got some things that you can make some progress on, but you can't lay your hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that sometimes, though. I mean, sometimes my assistant will hear me yelling, I mean, out loud, not at her.
Uh-huh.
I just go, ah! and she knows that I've lost something that I'm looking, that I need.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Well, that's a little bit more than I wanted you to know about me. I didn't mean to tell you that. What about interruptions? Interruptions, really, that's another thing. In addition to working in little bits of time, I have a lot of interruptions.
Right, and it's important to manage interruptions when they're becoming a hindrance, a burden on your time.
Right.
And people often think of interruptions as someone stopping by their office, yet it's important to look at the fact that we interrupt ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll put little sticky notes around the computer screen, and perhaps we're typing something, and all of a sudden one of them catches our eye and just sends our brain off in a completely different direction, and we go looking to complete that task that was on that little reminder note, and we've in essence interrupted ourselves.
You know, another thing that a client of mine and I laugh about is he has a boat that he loves very much.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're working together, he will almost make everyone else, I mean, he'll basically won't let anybody interrupt us unless he gets a call from the guy who's working on his boat. So we all have our distractions, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Some are justified, some are not. Stand by, Stephanie. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Stephanie Denton. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and we're talking about how to get organized. Stay with us. All right, we are back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being with us today. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and our special guest is our good friend Stephanie Denton. Stephanie is an expert at organizing. That's what she does for a living. She is a professional organizer. Stephanie, I'd like for you to give your phone number out again and tell people how they can contact you if they'd just like to talk to you. I know that if they're interested in getting into the business, that you'll help them to make contact with your national organization. I know that you represent them as well, and there's just a lot of good information people can get from you, and I know you'd be glad to provide that for them.
Sure, I'd be happy to talk to any of your listeners. Our office number is 513-871-8800.
Do you have email?
We do. It's DentonAndCompany@CompuServe.com.
All right. Denton and Company. And is that A-N-D?
It's A-N-D, and then Company is also spelled out.
All spelled out. Denton and Company, all spelled out, at?
CompuServe.com.
.com. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Stephanie, one of the things that I know about my situation is that whenever I want to have several hours of uninterrupted time, quite a bit of time that's uninterrupted, and I mean virtually no interruptions, no phones, no visitors dropping by or whatever, I've just about got to do that on weekends and maybe some at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you've got a business where there's anything going on at all, you've been around a while and people know you're there, they call you, they need your services. If you've got a project, you're working on an article, you're working on a proposal, you're working on something for somebody, I find that I have to do that on weekends because I cannot do it in uninterrupted Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm. And, it depends on a lot of factors. It depends upon your family situation as to whether or not you have that type of uninterrupted block of time
That's
available
right.
to you on the weekend or
mm-hmm.
in the evening. It depends upon the volume of calls and interruptions that you get during the day. For some people, they may know that a certain day of the week is slower for them, and they can use some of their technology, use voicemail for a few hours, and maybe they know on that day they'll only miss a couple of calls, and then they'll return them right away.
Right. Or you can forward to, especially if you're at home, you're working out of your home, you can forward to an answering service and you can say, all right, hold all calls except, maybe if there's two or three people that you want to make sure that they get or some kind of an emergency or something. If you're working at home, that might not work out, as you say, Stephanie, on the weekends. If that's when the kids are home and a lot and the people are running in and out and you got all the weekend stuff to work on, but maybe you could call one of the executive suites and go down there and rent a cubicle or something for a few hours during the weekend, or go to a friend's office or something to get away from things. When I had small children at home, I had an office downtown, but I also had one at home,
mm-hmm.
and at least most of the time when my children were home, I did, and that's what I had to do. I had to on weekends I went down to my office and I was able to have some peace and quiet, but if there was a lot of noise going on at home, I had to go down to my downtown office and get away from it.
And I'll tell you what's another great option is the library.
That's a good
Sometimes
point.
Sometimes if you go downtown to your own office, you're likely to see another task that needs to be done.
Yep.
I think you need to get through this stack of unopened mail or file these papers away, and you distract yourself, and there are all kinds of things around you that allow you to procrastinate on that project you set aside the time for.
And the only limiting thing there is the availability of technology, because most of the work that I do when I'm doing that it involves my computer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a laptop, and that's the beauty of the laptops,
right.
is you can take them with you.
Exactly. So many libraries now allow you to plug in.
Yeah, no question. And in fact, many of them have data ports where you can plug into the web, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Good suggestions. Let's talk about, for a few minutes, let's talk about to-do lists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something that I know you really encourage people to focus on, isn't it?
Well, I do, and most people think it's because writing things down on a to-do list helps you to remember everything that you want to do. The real value is actually that it allows you to forget about them until such time comes that they pop up on your list for that day. As a task to be executed for the
day. Right.
Using just that simple physical tool of writing things down or getting them down into the computer really does create a lot of free space in your mind for creative and intelligent thought.
Well, if you write it down, if it's something that's important and you write it down, then you don't have to go around worrying that you're going to forget it.
Exactly. And think how many times you worried that you'll forget it. You're driving down the street, and then you're eating dinner, and then you're you know, in the middle of a phone conversation, and you keep worrying that you're going to forget, so it keeps popping up into your mind, and that's taken, you know, it's come up four or five times in your mind.
And Stephanie, you don't have to worry about this yet, but the older I get, the more I have to write things down because I do forget them.
Uh-huh. Well, it does. I'm not saying that it doesn't have that value, but
I'm having more and more senior moments as every day. All right. Hey, Steph, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20. I'm sorry, not 24. That's the seconds. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm having another senior moment here, folks. Stand by and bear with me. Stephanie Denton and I will be right back. 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right, we are back, and it's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, trying not to have any more senior moments than is absolutely necessary for the rest of the hour. Our special guest is our good friend Stephanie Denton. She is a professional organizer. Her company is called Denton & Company. And Stephanie, give your number out and your email again, please.
Oh, sure. The number is 513-871-8800, and the email is denton&company@compuserve.com.
Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with your national organization, have you got a website or email or anything like that, phone number that they can use to contact them?
Yes, the website is www.napo.net.
Okay, good. And that's where they can go to find out about professional organizing, the National Organizing Professionals. Is that the name?
National Association of Professional Organizers.
Okay, so it's NAPO.
That's how we get the NAPO, N-A-P-O.
Right, N-A-P-O.
N-A-P-O.
Okay, good. Let's go back to our to-do list that you like to talk about. And I was just mentioning that the good thing about these lists for me is it helps me to not forget things. Sometimes I'll get an idea or I'll get something that and this is not necessarily a to-do list, but it'll be something I want to remember. And I'll say, you know, there's no way I'm going to forget that because this is such a big idea. This is such – somebody will tell me something. And I'll say, there's no way I'm going to forget that. And guess what? 30 minutes later, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't write it down, it's history.
Yes, because we have so many things, so much information coming at us from so many different directions.
Exactly.
Things get squeezed out easily.
Right. Another thing that I know you like to talk about with as far as to-do lists is what I was talking about a minute ago, and that's capturing ideas, because I have a client who wakes up, ideas wake him up in the middle of the night, and he gets up and writes them down in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. A list is a great place to capture ideas that come to you throughout the day. You know, those random ideas that are brilliant yet not related to what you're doing at the moment. So to prevent yourself from getting distracted from what you're doing at the moment and prevent yourself from losing that thought, it's just a great place to capture it.
And sometimes all you have to do is just write down a word, or maybe two or three words, just a short phrase that just becomes a bullet that helps you, it triggers, if you can just have that trigger.
Exactly.
That brings you back to where you were. Then when you have time, as I said earlier, you take 2 or 3 hours on a weekend or whatever, you take that bullet and then you flesh it out and develop it into a whole program maybe.
Yeah, trigger is a great term to use for that.
Yeah, exactly. Also, you talk about separating phone calls and tasks.
Mm-hmm. Just like we talked about before, we're talking about grouping related work together during the day. For instance, making all your phone calls together. It's much easier to actually make all the phone calls together if they're written together on your to-do list.
Yeah.
So your to-do list may just simply have two columns side by side, one that's tasks and all that type of thing, but the other that's phone calls. So you can just scan right down and, you know, start with the first one and make your phone calls all in a row.
That's such a good idea, because a lot of times what you find out, the post-it notes are at the same time, they're a great advantage, and they're the bane of my existence.
Mm-hmm.
All at the same time. I don't know what I'd do without them, but sometimes they drive me nuts. And because you get so many of them, rather than having them all on one sheet of paper, as you were indicating.
Right. And when things are all over the place, and you're really, your actions are not coordinated in one specific area, it becomes hard to look and decide what to do first.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Stephanie, we got to wrap it up for this hour. Thank you very much for being with us. You did a great job.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
We'll have you back again real soon. Thank you very much. All right, folks, that's Stephanie Denton, professional organizer. Going to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.